This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's some news of presidential debates today. Who's going to be on the stage and who won't? The Commission on Presidential Debates announced this afternoon that Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson and Green Party candidate Joel Stein are not doing well enough in the polls to be included. Very definitely included, however, will be Facebook and Google and a bunch of other social media companies. Facebook and Google in particular are going to crunch the data on users' social media doings and searchings ahead of the debates, data that will then go to the moderators and, in theory, inform the questions they ask and make those questions better. In theory. Here's Mitchell Hartman from our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting.
In an email, Facebook told me this new effort will bring more diverse voices into the political process. Analyst Jack Myers at Media Village agrees.
It's like taking the temperature of the population. And social media will give the moderators a better sense of what's capturing public opinion.
Especially, he says, among younger voters who spend their lives tweeting and Snapchatting and whose opinions are notoriously difficult to survey through traditional polling. There's a less elevating possibility, says Princeton political historian Julian Zelizer.
It can create a much more chaotic and ugly debate because what's out there in the social media is not always pretty. And so some of the questions, some of the issues that come from the public might actually diminish the quality of a debate.
For instance, what are the top trending election searches on Google today? Jimmy Fallon and Trump hair.
Donald, I want to ask you, because the next time I see you, you could be the president of the United States.
And the Tonight Show host's big ask?
Could I mess your hair up?
Carlin Bowman at the American Enterprise Institute says what generates social media traffic is the day's big stories, birtherism, email. But when people are asked through traditional public opinion polls what they want the presidential candidates to address...
The economy, terrorism, and healthcare. Those are the top three issues.
Anyway, as Facebook is quick to point out, the moderators don't have to use any of the social media data to ask questions on debate day. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.